Unit 5. English and English-speaking countries. Expansion 5. Exercise 2.
Last month, we asked you to write about the ways that you like to learn English and about the things that have helped you. Here are some of your letters.
I have learned English in school. I have a very good English teacher who speaks beautiful English and who makes us all love to learn English. But I do not have anyone to talk to in English after class, because we all speak Chinese when class is over. All I have done is to try to speak some English to myself at home. I read aloud, make dialogues, prepare short speeches, and also read English newspapers. I find all these helpful. Tammy.
I don't like to speak in front of the whole class. When we need to repeat words, some new vocabulary, for example, I prefer to say them as a whole class, all together, and not just me on my own. Mike.
I like watching movies in English, but I don't like to see the subtitles in my native language. When you watch a video, you can't take the subtitles away. But with a DVD, there are different choices. You can have the subtitles in your language, or you can have them in English. Or you can choose to watch the movie without any subtitles at all. DVDs are really good for learners. Alan.
I like to read books. If you read a lot in English, your vocabulary improves. I like to read stories that I know from my native language or stories that I have seen at the movies. For example, at the moment I am reading the second Harry Potter story. It's really good. Liz.
Exercise 5.
The world's language system is at the crossroads. According to one new study, the percentage of people who use English as their first language is becoming less. In the mid-20th century, nearly 9% of the world's population grew up speaking English as their first language. In 2050, the number is expected to be 5%. In the future, more and more people will speak more than one language. The major languages will possibly be Chinese, English, Spanish, Urdu, and Arabic. Many people believe that Mandarin Chinese will probably be the next must-learn language, especially in Asia.